Beyond the 403B, how Massachusetts hospital employees can maximize the 457B without falling into the distribution trap. Whether you practice locally at a major New England healthcare system, work at a private group clinic, or manage your medical career from anywhere across the country, your non-governmental 457B plan is bound by the exact same federal IRS distribution rules.
By ClearPath Financial Partners.
Whichever of those is your work situation, there's a good chance you've had this exact conversation with HR. Your income climbed, your tax bracket climbed with it, and at some point, someone in benefits slid a brochure across the table for something called a 457B plan. We hear the same reaction almost every time. Relief. Finally, a way to shelter some of that income before the IRS and the Commonwealth of Massachusetts take their share. The math is genuinely exciting. For 2026, you can defer $24,500 into your standard 403B. Layer a non-governmental 457B on top of that, and you can defer another $24,500. That's nearly $49,000 sheltered from high federal and Massachusetts state income taxes before a single dollar is even invested. For a specialist or executive in peak earning years, that's not a rounding error. That's real money, and it's easy to see why the pitch feels like a no-brainer. Here's the part that rarely makes it into the HR presentation. A 403B and a non-governmental 457B are not cousins. They're not even in the same family. One is protected by decades of federal law built specifically to protect your retirement savings. The other is something else entirely, and understanding that difference matters before you defer another dollar. The invisible risk. You don't actually own your 457B. Your 403B is governed by ERISA, the federal law that requires your retirement money to sit in a trust held separately from your employer's own assets. It's yours. If the hospital system ran into financial trouble tomorrow, your 403B balance wouldn't be part of the conversation. It's fully insulated from employer creditors. A non-governmental 457B, the type offered by nonprofit hospital systems, works on a completely different legal foundation. Technically, the money you defer is not held in trust for you. It remains a general asset of the hospital, and your right to receive it in the future is really just an unsecured promise, the same as any other debt the hospital owes. In the industry, this is often called deferred compensation for exactly that reason. Unsecured creditor risk. If your nonprofit hospital system ever faces severe financial distress or restructuring, your 457B balance is legally a general asset of the hospital. While rare in central Massachusetts, this is the legal trade-off you accept for that extra pre-tax deferral. The separation trigger, the tax trap, most CPAs don't flag until it's too late. With a 403B or 401K, portability is built in. Leave UMass or St. Vincent's for a private practice or move out of state entirely, and you can roll that balance tax-free into a traditional IRA or your new employer's plan. No tax event, no rush. You control the timeline. A non-governmental 457B does not offer that flexibility. It cannot be rolled into a traditional IRA, a 401K, or a 403B full stop. The only rollover destination the IRS allows is another non-governmental 457B, and only if your new employer happens to be a tax-exempt organization willing to accept an incoming plan balance. In practice, that combination is exceedingly rare. Because there's no rollover option, leaving your employer typically triggers the plan's distribution schedule automatically. Many hospital 457B plans require the entire balance to be paid out upon separation of service, sometimes within 60 days, sometimes over a single tax year, sometimes spread across a mandatory 5-year window. The terms vary plan to plan. The one real advantage, no early withdrawal penalty. To keep this balanced, the 457B does offer one genuine advantage you won't find in a 403B or 401K. There's no 10% early withdrawal penalty, regardless of your age, once you've separated from service. A 403B or 401K penalizes withdrawals before age 59 and a half. A 457B does not. For a physician or NP who wants to step back from full-time hospital work in their late 40s or 50s, that opens a genuine planning opportunity. The 457B balance can serve as a bridge, funding the years between an earlier retirement and the point where your other retirement accounts become accessible without penalty. Used intentionally, that flexibility is worth something real. The ClearPath approach, coordinating the 457B with the rest of your plan. None of this means a 457B is a bad idea. It means the decision deserves the same coordinated thinking we'd bring to any part of a financial plan. Rule 1. Request the actual plan document, not the summary brochure. Specifically ask HR for the section on distributions upon separation of service. Know whether your plan pays out immediately, over 5 years, or on some other schedule. Rule 2. Weigh the decision against your career horizon. If you expect to stay with your current hospital system through retirement, maximizing the 457B can be a genuinely smart tax play. If your current role feels more like a 3-year stepping stone, the calculation changes. Rule 3. Think about asset location, not just contribution amount. Given the distribution risk, it can make sense to keep the 457B invested more conservatively, reserving your long-term growth-oriented holdings for the fully portable 403B side. Rule 4. Model the whole picture before committing. A 457B contribution doesn't exist in isolation. It interacts with your 403B, your future career plans, your tax bracket now versus later, and your overall retirement runway. A 457B isn't something to avoid. It's something to use with your eyes open, as one piece of a fully coordinated plan rather than a tax move made in isolation. The physicians and executives who get the most out of these plans are the ones who understood the distribution rules going in, not the ones who discovered them the year they changed jobs. Uncover more hidden gaps in your tax and retirement plan. Take our 2-minute interactive medical professionals wealth coordination audit today. Whether you practice locally in Massachusetts or are managing your medical career from anywhere in the country, we meet with clients both in person at our Northborough office and virtually via secure online meetings.